President Bush's wife, Laura, takes a rare step into the limelight today. She's participating in a White House conference on early childhood cognitive development. The two-day event will focus on how to help 3- and 4-year-olds acquire the basic skills they'll need to learn to read. NPR's Vicky Kuei reports.
In Sparta, New Jersey, a small suburb about 45 minutes from New York City, Christine Klodnicki has just finished drying the lunch dishes. Her 3-year-old Alexis knows what that means. She runs to her room, then runs back, clutching a blue book to her tiny chest, and climbs into her mother's lap.
Do you like this book?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Cat in the Hat.
Cat in the Hat?
Mm-hmm.
You gonna help Mommy read it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The sun did not shine. It was too wet to play, so we
As they begin the story, Alexis's father, Kenneth, sits down beside them, holding 8-month-old baby Carly. Reading is a daily ritual in this house. The Klodnicki say they want to do everything they can to help their children. And now they have an important choice to make, what preschool to send Alexis to this fall. They're looking for something nearby and affordable. As for the curriculum, Christine Klodnicki says a big priority is to make sure Alexis has the social skills to go to school.
I think it should be a lot of listening to the teacher, you know, following directions, learning how to share.
This is what a lot of parents think preschool is for. But at today's White House summit, researchers will argue preschools need to do a lot more. Psychologist Reed Lyon of the National Institute for Child Health and Human Development is an expert on reading and an advisor to the Bush administration. He helped put together the summit being held at Georgetown University. He says the scientific evidence is clear that what happens to children from birth to kindergarten, the kinds of exposure they have to reading and language, largely determines how they'll do later in school. And he's frustrated that too much emphasis in preschool is on socialization and play.
And what this summit is going to stress very clearly is that this has to be integrated with also giving children a good deal of knowledge that will help them later on, and that in the past may not have been addressed as intentionally and as systematically.
Knowledge and skills such as language development, pre-literacy, writing, even basic math and science concepts. This trend towards boosting academics in preschool has been building for the past 10 years, but many researchers worry that if the approach isn't thought through carefully, it could do more harm than good.
It's not whether children should be learning or whether we should be giving them opportunities to develop basic skills. It's how that's done is the real issue.
Deborah Stipek is a developmental psychologist and dean of education at Stanford University. She has conducted studies of preschoolers in programs where teachers use techniques more common with older children, such as drills, writing in workbooks, and grading. She found that at the end of the program, these children didn't know their letters and numbers any better than those in less academic programs. Interviews with the children revealed that many of them lost confidence in themselves.
They were much more likely to say, is this okay, and sort of look to the adult for approval for what they were doing.
Ann Stipek says it's not just how these skills should be taught, but who will teach them. The average preschool instructor has just a high school diploma and makes under $7 an hour. Dr. Reed Lyon of the NICHD agrees these concerns are important. For now, he says, the administration is focusing on research to show how basic academics should be woven into preschool programs, how much time teachers should spend doing this, and under what settings.
I know some good games we could play, said the cat. I know some new tricks, said the Cat in the Hat. A lot of good tricks. I will show them to you. Your mother
Back in Sparta, New Jersey, Kenneth and Christine Klodnicki and their daughters are well into the antics of the Cat in the Hat. They both like the idea of boosting the standards for preschools. Kenneth, a high school teacher, says many of his students don't read or write very well. But then he looks at his daughter Alexis and his eyes grow concerned.
I mean, we want quality instruction. But what we want for Alexis is for Alexis to experience things on her own a lot. If they make it too much learning task-oriented, it's going to cause Alexis to get bored, perhaps at her age, because she's a three-year-old.
So while researchers try to figure out how children can play and learn more at the same time, the Klodnickys continue to struggle with their decision of where to send Alexis to preschool. The program they're leaning towards does offer some academics while nurturing social and emotional development as well. They hope to find a happy medium on their own. Vicky Kuei, NPR News.